Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Brene Bernard. And tonight I have back on the program one of my favorite teams, dynamic duos. I'm not sure what the official co-author, but you're one person, but you're two. I don't know. C.B. Hirsch is back on the program. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How do you usually introduce yourselves? Are you just like, we're the writing team, or we're together we are C.D. Hirsch, or how do you approach it?
Well, he's Donald of C.D. Hirsch, and I'm Catherine of C.D. Hirsch.
Literally,
that's how we sign, you know, when we sign an email so people know which half of us they're speaking to. Well, I do that way.
I love that. This is the half of this that you're okay. It's all good. I love that. That's fun. That's always fun to talk to you guys. So we were just talking about the Turning Stone Chronicles, and you're actually working on the third book, and it sounds like it's almost in the pipeline. Like it's coming.
Yeah,
it's really coming.
We're doing the first round revisions on it. We'll get it back to the editor in a couple weeks, and then it'll come back, and they're predicting at the moment a May publication. Fingers crossed.
Those predictions change. It happens, I know,
yes, it's
kind of a wild ride. And we were talking about world building and the messy details. When you build a big, giant universe, it's a lot to keep track of. I can't find my car keys. How do you keep track of all the messy details?
We have a big, orange, three-ring binder.
Actually, we have two binders.
Two of them.
Seriously? So you've got a binder. And you've got, what, like sections about just everything. So you're tracking it there?
Yeah, sections on characters and the character sheets. We've got sections that say, you know, because it's a world that's built on magic. So we've got sections that say the Turning Stone shifters can do this and do that, and these are the rules of the world. They have the higher ranking ones have auric reading powers. So we've got a section on the auric colors and what they mean. And honestly, we are constantly referring to that. Just today, we said, "How old was this person?" So I had to go back and look because I couldn't remember.
No, it is a lot to keep track of, though. Do you find that? I mean, it becomes like a reference point. I think a lot of writers do that. I mean, you're not the only ones. We keep little cheat sheets about all kinds of things. But when you're building a world, I mean, I don't know. Do you find that there are sections like, we never thought we need to include a section on that, on the religious or the, you know, like what are the tenets of this faith or this, that, or the weather or how many moons there are? Do you sometimes wonder what you've gotten into?
If we were doing on another planet, yeah, but because it's based in the United States, that kind of stuff is pretty normal, except for me forgetting how many times we traveled to someplace.
Except for that little
story.
Yeah, the United States, except not. Yeah, so, you know, I can't find my car keys, so I don't know how people keep track of all these things.
Yeah, well, Catherine does a good job of keeping track of the Turning Stone world, but sometimes her world doesn't circle right because the Christmas letter she wrote, she gave me a real good laugh because she said we'd gone to Cleveland three times and we'd only gone there once.
Oh, well, you know what? That there might have been a confession there, Donald. Maybe she went a couple times without you. And that was her way of telling you that she has another life.
She went with me. And we did go three times, but physically only once. The other two times were
Google
virtual trips.
That counts.
Using
that
Google.
I virtually go all kinds of places. Okay, I'm virtually going to Australia, and I keep virtually peeking at, you know, Ireland and Wales and England. So I almost feel like I've already gone, but that, probably doesn't count.
Well, the funny thing is, Renee, I argued with him. I said, no, we've been three times. I sat there and I must have argued 10 minutes with him before he finally convinced me we'd only been once, and the rest of the time we were on the street level in Cleveland, you know, driving that little Google guy around.
Yes, well, you know, that's that right brain, left brain situation.
Yeah, well,
cooking up there. And you are an artist, so you can sort of use that excuse.
I don't think either side was working when I wrote that letter, because it was just hilarious.
Okay, so here's the big question, though. Did you get your Christmas letter out before Christmas?
I did, actually.
So that's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. I have friends, I'm not going to name them live on the air, because I think that's very mean, but I tend to get their Christmas letters sometime around, say, St. Patrick's Day. And they're notorious for sending, and it's the red and green with the holly on it, and it is a Christmas letter. But if you get it before April 1st, it's victory. So
I do not think I've ever been that late. One year, I think, I sent, like, New Year's cards because I was too embarrassed to send out the Christmas cards.
Happy season. Happy holiday overall. Here it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah,
you
but
know,
this year
with
I
books,
did.
Yeah, but, you know, with writing, with books coming out, and we were talking in the pre-show, book two, it came out, didn't it, just before, like just October, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. October the 29th.
Yeah.
Right
Woo!
Before Halloween.
So you've had a lot going on. What did you do to promote it? How did it go?
We did a blog. We did a blog tour.
Okay.
And we kind of, because it was coming out right around Halloween, which mm-hmm. would be the Samhain for the Celtic, we mm-hmm. did concentrate it on, you know, that aspect of it. I think, what do we have, Donald, about 12 or 15 places we visited?
Try 17.
17. Well, he was managing that, because I was working on something else. There's no way we can do it. We have to
You were working
split
on book two.
No way.
Yeah, book three. I know. So you didn't take my advice and send Donald out on the Chippendale tour. You know, I was trying to remember talk to you about marketing outside the box and sending Donald out to do some, you know, exciting, fun new promo. So that didn't go.
No, Chippendales for Donald.
No shirtless.
He's only Chippendale for me.
No shirtless selfies. No. Okay. All right. I'm just saying. You know. It's
yeah.
Romance.
No. No. No.
So you may want to think about, you know, pushing the envelope a little bit there, Mister. So.
No. Not after 44 and a half years.
Is that okay? Because you could just put on a kilt, and you know, get out there,
or I could do they did on Castle last night. She had on an invisible outfit.
Oh, I didn't see that. Did
yeah.
she?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Oh.
It was the Invisible Man. Or the Invisible.
I love Castle.
I love Castle.
Because
it's
such a fantasy, you know. I mean, I look at that and I think, I don't know very many authors that live in a $10 million penthouse apartment, you know, based on their income from these mysteries that he's writing. I'm like, wow, that guy has got quite the book deal. Is it neat?
Yeah,
I mean, but do you think that's it, though, the fantasy when you're an author? Do you think people, when they meet you, they just expect that you've got the house on the hill?
Oh, I'm pretty sure a lot of them do. They think that you're made of money and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but nope, you don't.
No.
It's the rare one. We're not all Rowling or Nora Roberts, you know.
No.
Or even, I can't think, Lori Foster. I mean, you know, she's a New York Best Times seller.
Oh, she's wonderful. Yeah, she does really well. Yeah, no, I think it's that. And I also think what's interesting is the glamour. For a while there in movies, and I don't know if you guys are film buffs, but did you notice that editors, like if somebody was going to have a glamorous job, especially the girl, she was always an editor for a New York publisher, or they were in editing of some kind. Did you notice that?
I can't say that I've noticed that.
Yeah, you look at a lot of the films, their editors are readers, and I always think, I wonder if it's you know, corner offices with the glass like they're showing, or if it's like Castle, and that's all a bit exaggerated. I'm like, I wonder if they watch these films and go, yeah, I don't think so, but thanks, buddy. Thanks for stopping by. Yeah, my cubicle.
Yep, I understand the cubicle.
Yeah, cubicles I know. Grage, I know well. Yeah, I have an aversion to grage. So
grage, okay. Yeah, the gray is the new neutral. You know, we watch HGTV a lot, and gray is the new beige.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, do you remember? I mean, it's like that puce color that I don't know what office designing manufacturer decided was the color that office stuff should be, and I just call it grayish. It's horrible. It's in between everything. Well, yeah.
Is that English grays or American grays?
Okay.
Oh, you're good. You're good, mister. You're good.
Oh, he's only that way because I got caught on that first time. Every time I use gray, I use the English version. It's like, there's a difference. I didn't even realize
it. Oh, my God.
I'm
writing historical romances, and I'm sitting here thinking, I've never even thought about it. I've always just done it with an A. I'm probably wrong. Is it an E or an A, Donald, for gray?
You'll have to tell her because I don't remember, honey.
Donald,
it's the A is the English. It's A is the English.
There you go. No one's ever complained. There you go. Because my books are set in England, and I'm writing mid-Victorian, and I use A like crazy, man. I also reverse my E and my R when I say words like theater.
I write them that way, too. I write them that way. So that's probably, I guess maybe it's because I read a lot of historicals when I was younger.
It's your root.
I just thought that's the way it was.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Cling to it. So I never worried about that.
Well,
uh-oh.
I didn't.
Now
I didn't know until.
Now, look at me, Donald's got me panicking going, oh, man, I need to check and make sure I'm spelling that right. Oh, no.
You mean you don't live with a dictionary right next to you, Renee?
Kind of, sort of, no. No, I mean, you know what I should, as the brain starts to falter, you know, with age, I should probably have way more reference materials at hand. But the reference materials I do have are very strange. What's the weirdest reference book you've ever used writing?
The weirdest reference book I've ever used, right?
Like somebody's like, what? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Baby name book?
Ooh,
maybe
good
Mrs.
One.
Gray's unusual word dictionary. I've done that.
Baby name's good.
No, it's
baby
Mrs.
Name.
Burns. Mrs. Burns' unusual words. Yeah. I think I went and looked up a dictionary of English slang words for something I was writing.
There you go. Well, I'm not going to say it too proudly, but as a romance writer, we do have to keep track of all of the dirty words. So there's quite some interesting books out there, dirty words from 1811. Who knew? The vulgar.
I think I've seen
the vulgar
on somebody's
dictionary.
Blog, yeah.
Yeah, the vulgar tongue. This is, okay, so listen, everybody. It's C.D. Hirsch and their website. I need you guys to, okay, so it's C.D. Hirsch and it's H-E-R-S-H. Yes, .wordpress.com. So everybody, head over, take a look, and if you haven't caught on to the Turning Stone Chronicles, do it now, before book 3 comes out in May.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
This is always fun, guys, and I hope you have a fantastic spring and that it warms up
you
quickly.
Too.
I'm not going to lie. Hoping it warms up quickly for everybody out there.
And no snow.
And I hope you have a fantastic 2015. All of my January guests, I'm wishing them a happy, happy and successful year. So I hope you guys knock it out of the park. It's always fun to talk to you.
And the same to you.
Oh, okay. All right, now I'm going to look up baby name books and see if I can get some good stuff. All right, everybody, good night. And thank you so much. The Romance Bookmark, we're off to a great start this year, guys. And every Tuesday night at 8:30, we'll have new authors on. So good night, everybody, and stay safe and warm. Okay, good night.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe, and welcome to our circle.